Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Jenna.
And this is a quick little special episode of Mama Said we have for you.
A little blip.
Yes, because we are very excited to be partnering up with a company that we are going to let its founder tell you all about, but a mission that we are behind and believe in. And we got to see firsthand going to Nashville and seeing the beautiful stories and women that are behind the jewelry that we are so excited to put out for you guys, especially for the holidays, special gift for your mamas. But more on that later. First, let's welcome Barrett. Barrett, hello.
Hi, Barrett.
Hi again. It's good to hear your voices.
You too. So we would love in these quick 10 minutes for you to just tell our listeners just a quick background about Able so they can understand your company's mission, how it started, and then we'll get into the fabulous jewelry that we'll have available for them.
That sounds good. So I can just start out with kind of how Able started. How
sure.
about that?
Yeah.
So, you know, my wife, Rachel, who you know and met and who you also think is lovely.
Of course. She's the best.
She's the best. She actually had the courage to move us to Ethiopia at the beginning of our marriage, which I thought was an insane idea, but she got a job offer to work with adoption in Ethiopia in 2008. And I went with my work in vulnerable women and children in Africa. And while we were there, the thing that we had never come across that I had never seen up close and personal is the commercial sex industry. Mm. And, you know, actually right around that time is when I met Minka Kelly, who introduced us, which I'm so thankful for.
Me too.
And Minka and I were sitting down with some of these women that had overcome the commercial sex industry. And so appropriately for this podcast, what's important to say is these were women that were not making bad choices with their lives. But instead, these were women making decisions like one woman had decided to go into the commercial sex industry to save her sister from breast cancer.
Wow. It was her only choice.
And Mika and I sat there and heard that story together and were so blown away at, you know, the reality that obviously a mom will do anything, you know, for their children, for their families, for their sisters. And it's not a choice that I've ever had to make. Or even consider. And I think that all of us might do the same, but I just can't even emotionally relate to what one has to overcome to make that kind of a choice out of love, you know? And so out of that, when we were talking to these women, they all said this: we are grateful for the healthcare, we are grateful for the childcare, but at the end of this road, if we don't have a job, we're going straight back to the streets. Mm-hmm. And so that became such a challenge to us of, look, we believe charity is critical. There are people that are completely destitute in the world. But who's going to be in the game of creating jobs? Who's going to be on the other side of charity? And that's really how Able began. It was just a few women that said, we'd love to make some scarves and try to sell them. And so Minka did a little video for us, and it blew up. And within a couple months, we'd sold 4,000 plus scarves.
Wow. Incredible. And they were beautiful.
Yeah.
They are. And you know, we moved back to Nashville after a year and a half of living there. And once we got back, where Jenna and Jamie, you and I come together, is that, and what you met in Nashville was we realized, of course, there's women in our own backyard of Nashville, Tennessee that have overcome many of the same things. And so a couple of years ago, we started making jewelry, and women that had overcome addiction and prostitution and homelessness, many of those women have been through similar circumstances, and now they all make jewelry.
And we sat around, you know, when you welcomed us to the headquarters, we sat around and heard really special stories of Barbara, who is one of them.
Yep.
And another woman, and I mean, it brought
us to
tears.
And their moms, and just what they, like you said, what they would do for love, what they would do for their children. And so, ladies, these are the women that are making these precious jewelry. Jenna and I got to sit with them and actually be taught how to personalize. So the bow and jack necklace I wear, I made myself.
And it's very good, Jamie.
Thank you.
I love it.
This is the purpose of this, was we just wanted you to get a quick essence of Barrett before we actually have him and Rachel on to share the full story of Abel. So Barrett, thank you for making that short and concise, but also powerful and effective. And they could head to Abel's website to check out the jewelry. And then Jen and I will link everything on the Facebook, Mama Said Instagram, our personal Instagrams. We have personalized necklaces, bracelets available, perfect for the holiday season. I wear mine every single day.
Me too. Bracelet, necklace.
And those women will be making that jewelry for you, the Barbaras and yes, all of them yes, you're talking about. And if you want to hear their stories more completely, we actually did just launch a podcast series.
So you have launched a podcast called She Is Able, where listeners can hear the firsthand stories of these women that you are employing.
Yes. And it's beautiful. I mean, you hear women tell stories of having been stuck in addiction and homelessness. And, you know, Barbara, for example, will tell you in her podcast the story of buying her first house and getting married and having health care insurance for her whole family and what a gift that is and how sometimes we take those for granted. And so it's been really special. I'm excited that the hands that make these products will be the same thing that you're listening
yeah,
for.
You know? And I think Jamie and I just want the women who buy these necklaces, whether you're a woman, a mother, a friend, whoever you're buying it for, if you're wearing it for yourself, just to look at it and know that it was made with love and to feel like you're wearing this for a purpose. To
yes,
you know,
and be proud. Be proud of who you're supporting.
Yeah, exactly. So your website is livefashionable.com, livefashionable.
Yes.
And we will link
everything on everywhere you connect with us and talk to us. And Barrett, thank you so much for your time. Get back to your baby Rose.
We hope she feels better.
We hope she feels better. We love and adore you, and we will see and talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You got it, come on. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.